Okay, Simon, we finished Lotus Marcellus and Sudus. I will learn and read the niche marks. Hamburger at Golden Man. Miriam is part of Astro Priacolo show.
Your audio is not
Oh,
so good.
audio's not good.
Right here in Florida.
Yeah, anybody else have a problem with the audio? Let me check the
I hear you perfectly.
All right. Maybe it's the cold
All the way in
air.
Lawrence, we hear you
Maybe
perfectly.
it's the cold air. Doesn't agree with Florida, maybe.
Could be.
All
Okay. Carry on.
right. Okay, Memalo. So Hilcus my fellow Sasuris. Memalo, the Falcons. The farmer nymph of the fairies who recall from the devourers of Sukkot.
Wait, we can't hear. Somebody,
Coming
somebody's
on
got a
you.
mute there.
Yeah.
Can't hear.
Okay. Thank you. The farmer nymph of the fairies who recall from the devourers of Sukkot, she gets the mala, started like three milburn. Now we're doing the bugs. So sometimes in you find with the fruits that are so, what do you call it, dried out fruits that on the top of the tree had these milburns, these milburn bugs. You're not going to hit it, you have to clean it well. You could say, came in a Michael, actually, you borrow Shalit Nisha Besoycha Michael. And also, you should take, I guess, you need to peel it off to make sure that on the edge of it, there isn't any seeds. I mean, if I'm sorry, any bugs that's in the food. Inside the fruits, he's not kosher. For some reason, he's not kosher. They're in the fruits. It seems like these, I don't know, must be a metzias that they only go on the edge. Must be. That's what it sounds like. Maybe, wow. Right. Okay. Membe, what of pre nine. If somebody cuts a fruit or a radish with a knife, and he also cut a worm that was in them, you kind of sasak and hate it. You wipe the knife very well, but gamma that's nine, and also from the radish, I mean a pre or from the fruit, you put the. All right? Meaning, because you cut a, what happened was you cut a worm together with some dried fruit. But now you cut something trace. So what you have to do is you have to wipe down the, you have to wipe it down. Then give up a dog and gets into the worms and the fish. And in case anybody thought that that was a newfound thing. So inside the fish, sometimes we find worms, the mayach in the brain, like a kaved, or in the liver. Kaved is the liver, right? And then in the intestines, I've up around the mouth, I've in the ears. But prats the dog, hanikra hecht. And a fish that's called hecht. Yesh by talam, dakim varukim have thin worms and very long. Welcome, Hashkiach, Trichin, Bedika. And if it's a common place, it needs Bedika. Right? Meaning, if it's common in that place or those fish, then it needs to be checked. The pain, the herring. Shiach, Besaycha, Cholov, Talon, Zakim, and Bedika. It's very common to find small worms, and they need Bedika. And there are places that they, on the fish outside by the fins, the gam ala sampirin, and also on the fins, b'sechah peh on the mouth, v'achayri is land behind its ears, shrutzim ketanim ma'oy, very small bugs, v'heim agulim kadosh, and they're round like beans. Sichem livdak sham ulugar dan heitav, you have to be biting them there, and you have to scrape them off. Right. So, bottom line is you got to know your bugs. I don't know. Is it Rabbanu Deraisa? Sounds like it might be Deraisa. No, you can have all sorts of. No. No, because it's a miyuk. It's a miyuk, that's why. A miyuk. In New York City water, the bugs is a miyuk. It's a minority, so we don't know. I'm not gonna, it's you're not, not every cuff is going to get it. Yeah. You'll ask me after because nobody can hear you. So it's that if anybody listening to this can't, I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. Mandalit. To lower my return to Gavinas, you have worms that are found in cheese and made in the muscle. If they're not disgusting, then it's mutter. Both much like perish of the garbage, right? Here, you see what he's saying? He's saying here that this, what, well, why is he being mocked at these worms?
Are
The
there
worms.
worms that are not disgusting?
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know.
back then it wasn't as disgusting as it is
People
for
eat
us.
worms. No, don't go eat worms. And they have all sorts of things. No.
Maybe back then it was more disgusting. It wasn't as disgusting as it is now.
I guess. Well, it seems like he's saying dafka cheese. Dafka cheese. So men are also in love. If they're not
Oh,
disgusting,
I
mutter,
love
they're
worms.
mutter.
Oh, I love worms in my cheese.
Okay, good for good, good. Leave it out. Leave out your cheese and let it grow. Why? Meaning, but the main point is the end. Calls manchale perishu lagami, as long as it hasn't totally left the cheese. Like we said before, if the bug is born and hatches in its natural habitat and never leaves, right? Then it's kosher. But male, as long as the bug didn't leave, then it's fine. Now, I guess for some reason they must have known that these worms or whatever don't leave the cheese. Right? Meaning we can't, I guess we can't tell in our vegetables, etc., if they left or they didn't leave. Right? Okay, the Torah gave many warnings about Shvatim, like anybody that learned Sefer Matthes. Right? And it makes the soul tummy to receive the person has to be very careful not to trip up on them. Remember, Vashoyal here, I don't know why he puts this here, but if you ask Amoyra one shayla, and he says it's also, after you're not allowed to go ask another Amoyra Hira, unless you tell the first one, meaning the second one, I'm sorry, that the first one said it's awesome. Right? But that's only, it doesn't, there is a lot more to be said here, because it's only if the first one agrees to the second one. You can't just go over the second one and tell them, by the way, I asked the Shiloh already, and I'm asking you. It doesn't work. You can't, the basic understanding of this is once the rabbi says it's no good, then it becomes an iser. It becomes an iser. Right, and that's it. Well, any about all halachos, yes, that's about all halachos. Right, so you have to go back and ask the first rav, unless the first rav just made a blatant, glaring mistake.
And I ask something, so in texting someone counts as asking.
Who's texting?
If I text
Yeah.
Rubenstein and I'm not happy with the answer, can I go ask somebody else or text somebody else?
So my rule is nothing I
Your
say
rule
is
is you don't
apsak.
care.
My rule is nothing I ever say is apsak.
I
So you can,
understand that,
it's
but
not
that
a
doesn't,
misrule in a court of law.
right, but that doesn't, that does, I'm not so sure that
Okay.
that's a
Okay,
reality.
but whatever it is. But if you're talking about a different rabbi who texts. Well, if he
Yes, I'm
texts, he
saying if
already
you
has,
text
if
somebody
he
else.
texts, if a rabbi texts, he's already puzzled. So,
That could be
especially
one
with a
great
smartphone.
halacha text to send out, though.
That would be good, actually. All right. So, I text l'chayra should be the same as a sock, I would think. I don't know.
I
Okay,
mean, that's why
synonym
we're
Zion.
doing it. We're doing it for a psak.
Right.
So
No,
it should
l'chayra.
work for a psak at the same
I would think so. It's
time.
probably better. A sock in writing is better than oral sock, no?
Can't take that back.
Yeah. Question is digital writing considered writing? Okay, Simon Mem Zayin, who was Stam Yena, Vehechsher Kelim Yemenu. Stam Yena means the regular wine from a goy. Doesn't mean that Yayin Nesef is wine that a goy used in Avodah Zarah. That's Yayin Nesef. Stam Yena is regular wine from a goy. It's regular wine from a goy that was not, it's just goy, it's a goy's wine. Just same thing with bread of a goy and cheese of a goy and those type of things. Mummer is a debate. There's a mummer is a debate. We'll see. It's a stam yenom. A boy felt very sick. It's a ya'alav. Stam yenom is manazeh. regular wine is not as if it ain't mago every from beyond, and when a guy touches a wine, yesham deina also. Some say it's only also rock the shasia. The life I know because the idea of a disorder nowadays are not legit. Meaning, this is a very big holiday question. Right? People are still asking this question. They get a bottle of wine from a guy for the holidays. So they have to throw it out, or can they do something with it? I mean, obviously, they can't drink it, but can they sell it? Can they give it away to a different guy? If it's also Bahano, which is what Stam Yenom used to be, so then it's, we can't do anything with it. But nowadays, if the idea of the Zohar are not legit, so then it's more makeable. The thing, mutually, so liquids, the Chayvah, Stam Yenom. Or Yisrael could collect with his five Stam Yenom. But made to have a Kematsu, meaning, this is not exactly our case that we just mentioned, meaning, if a guy owes a yid money and he tells him, "Okay, I got a case of rare wine that's worth the amount of money that I owe you," so then you're allowed to collect that as your debt, and then you'll sell it. Right? That's what he means.
And
Non-kosher wines.
you can't just give it away. Can't just give it to another guy.
You can if you want, but then how do you collect your debt?
Are you saying only if you're in debt?
Yeah. No, that happens to be the case that the kids is talking about. The case that the kids is talking about is if you can collect a debt with wine. But it'll mean the same thing. He says, but who I didn't Bashar have said any other loss, because then I'm of our Vakana. Let's say a guy by mistake bought wine and he realizes it's not kosher. So does he have to throw it in the garbage? He was saying, no, he doesn't have to. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to buy the wine. The Yeshmakilan Gambazan, there are those that are making in that situation with Taibullah Ahmed, it's good to be mafal. Meaning, people ask, okay, I want to buy a bottle of wine for my coworker who's not Jewish. Do I have to buy kosher wine? Right? You're not drinking, you're just buying. So the answer is yes, you do. L'chatchila, you have to. Right? It says only he says there are makilim, but you shouldn't. Right? Fine. And a mumar. No. No, not kosher. Not kosher. Because kosher wine you receive, yeah, theoretically it would be kosher wine that you receive from a guy, but usually it's sealed, so it has it. That's kosher wine.
That's
Could
fine.
you be
If kosher
over
wine
lift
sealed, it's
meiver
fine.
buying
Yeah.
treif wine?
Lift
Just
meiver treif wine for who? Be lift meiver
another
for who?
yid's going to see you buying that wine and maybe assume it's kosher.
Oh, that could be. I don't know if
Or
you'd be
even
able to
the
lift meiver.
store is going to say, oh yeah, another Jewish guy bought this. You could buy this.
That's a possibility. That is a possibility. They
Of
bring here
course.
from Ramesh Feinstein, and he says that a mumar is not a. You're allowed to give. What? What did somebody say something? No. He brings here from Ramesh that you're allowed to, if a Michal Shabbos touches wine, we don't drink the wine. All right? But you're allowed to give him to drink. You are allowed to give him wine to drink. Now, when it means a Michal Shabbos touches wine, it only means that he actually touches the actual wine. If he touches the bottle, it's not a problem. And we also pass on that even if he pours the bottle, only what he poured out is a problem. What's left in the bottle is still mutter. Yeah, it's an important thing. I mean, it's not everybody agrees to that, but that's the way I go with it. And it's very helpful when you have, especially about a Sodom, when you have not religious people there. By mistake, they pour the bottle. So many paskim that you don't need to get rid of the bottle, just what's in the cup, and not what's in the bottle.
Well,
That's a whole complicated
not just
thing.
pouring the wine. What about by dam and so are they're
Well,
touching the wine?
they're sticking into their own cup,
So
so.
could you try? That means you couldn't try that person's wine afterwards.
What? Why would you be trying somebody's wine?
I don't know. They
You don't
you
know.
they had they used a different wine than you did.
No, take it from the bottle, not from the cup. Yeah, 100%.
So
Okay.
kosher sealed wine from a guy is not a problem at
Kosher.
Sealed wine from a
From a
guy.
guy is not a problem. As long as it's sealed, it's no problem. Yeah, sure. How do you think of you anytime you go into a store, there's a guy working there, right? Yeah. Is merchatz. You're allowed to make a merchatz of stam yenom. For a chayla, meaning a chayla needs wine. They used to use wine as a therapy, right? So you're allowed to use it for a chayla. Again, because we make up bezmalazach. Gimel yain kosher shen special kosher wine that became cooked. The hainus siach that it got heated up, boiled, and it's not when he does that there. See, and that's the main point. The main point of boiling wine, we say yain mevushel, cooked wine. The main point is that you boil the wine. So as we know, when you boil something, it boils out. So it actually loses some of its wine. If a guy touches it, it's not to even to drink. Why? Because when cooked wine is not considered chashuv, and therefore they would never make a avodah zarah. They would never use a avodah zarah. Wine that they put into it, some sort of herb, right? Vermeta. If it still has a name wine, but lame special, it wasn't cooked, it's still awesome. But they added something, so you would think it's not the regular standard wine, so maybe you want to use it as a regular dessert. So we say that it's still a problem. Fine. You have a cooked food, and there's wine in the ingredients. Even if the wine was not yet heated up, it's not also for a guy to touch it. All right? But if the wine, if you could, that's if the wine's mixed in as an ingredient, it's not also for him to touch it. But if it's very clearly visible where the wine is and the guy touches it, then it's a problem. Hey, yayin mazug, wine that's diluted. And yesh b'shisha chalakim mayim, if it has six parts water to one part wine. Then the wine is considered batal. It's not also when a guy touches it. But raisin wine, you put water on raisins and it gives you raisin wine. That is considered yayin gomer. Right? So now, this is where you get into the big tshuva, the famous tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. About whether you save this dafka with water or you save it even with alcohol, because sometimes there are these hard liquors that have wine mixed in. Right? But Marisha says that it's also batel b'shisha. Right? Batel b'shisha is 20%. Right? Not shishim, shisha. So when they put a little bit of wine into these Southern Comfort, when I don't know what the story is with it now, but Southern Comfort had this issue years ago. So, and Ramesha said it's mutter because it's considered batel. Special for wine, it's considered batel. That's the true Ramesha says he doesn't drink it, but if he goes to a l'chaim or something in shul, and he's not going to embarrass the one who made it, and he'll have a l'chaim then. Right, that's to not to embarrass. But he himself wouldn't have it, but he mattered it. Okay, vav hatemed. So temed is the idol mayim shenoisin. That's water that you put on the dregs and on the skins and all that. Kolshim if it makes it better for drinking, ain la tira in, don't be mad at it if a guy touched it, because it has a din of wine. Right? And that's also grape juice. Well, we're gonna get to grape juice in the next time. Okay, that's enough for tonight, right? And the first night, one more? Zion? Okay, Zion, I'm sorry. If you have grapes that were stomped on in the gigas, right? The gigas, you have a vat and you're supposed to step on that. Once the wine starts flowing, nimshah means it gets pulled from it, starts flowing, or somebody draws wine with it, with a kli. I'll call yayin, it's all called wine, and that's and if a guy touches it, then it becomes asr. Even if he didn't touch the actual wine, he just touched the dregs. The barrels of pressed grapes. I mean the base akum that are in the base akums. Yes, less so you have to say it's also shema him shipping metal because maybe he took something out of the bottle. They also literally the akum. And you now that I have a guy working in your wine press, I feel the gigas pekufa, even if it's in a vat that's plugged, meaning that the wine is not going to flow. Because if you're going to allow that, then you might allow him to press to do the wine press even when it's closed. So there's a big, this is a lot, there's, this is controversial, these halakhas.
Because how does it work nowadays with machineries? Right. So, and now you have, there are some kosher agencies that will have coolants, and they, and that's why some kosher agencies will give a shade to things that have grape juice in it. Right. Because they say maybe the machines, I don't know, I'm not up to date exactly how it goes, but there are those that have coolants for this thing. Okay. We'll stop there and we'll get back on.
What are we saying? That wine in the
Presto,
press still, and it's not, doesn't make it not a
has to
problem?
flow in order to make it a problem. Has to flow. And since, so, but even if it doesn't flow, we still say it's a problem. We'll later talk to you about it. Right? Okay.